This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
This episode is brought to you by Essentia. A better you starts with better hydration. Essentia is on a mission to inspire people to do what matters most. Their proprietary ionization process transforms water from any source into ionized alkaline water, providing water that's 99.9% pure with a pH of 9.5 or higher. Essentia overachieving H2O, the number one ionized alkaline water. Shop now.
Looking to refresh your closet, home, or beauty routine this spring? Walmart's got all the stylish goods in one stop. From chic new looks and the latest makeup to quality furniture and tableware. Go to walmart.com/nowtrending. That's walmart.com/nowtrending for the hottest fashion, home, and beauty finds. Your style at Walmart.
I mean, it's been a while. Hello again,
guys. Welcome back to Time to Talk. I am back after what feels like forever. I've not been on these, I don't know, podcast waves for a minute. This is a very brief message to say I'm here. I'm alive. We're coming back. But I just wanted to just drop an episode just so that you guys could hear my voice, know that we're going to be coming back with a full roster and a full season of episodes, and just a little bit of an update of what's been going on with me and how we got here. So, hello. So where we're at now, I mean, so much has happened. We're in October. You'll see that we've got the new artwork. You know, it's nothing fancy, but it's what I can do. If anybody knows a graphic designer or someone who works in podcast artwork and would love to chat to me about doing some work, let me know. I'm happy to have those conversations. So this is amazing. Coming back with some, you know, a whole new energy for the podcast. And I think that if you think back to when I put an episode out in January, I literally was just going through a lot of different stuff. I was feeling really despondent about the podcast, where it was going, what I was doing with it. I didn't feel like it was, you know, I didn't feel like it was returning the energy that I was putting into it. And I just said, you know what, after January, if I don't come back with certain episodes, you know, in the next 6 months, then the podcast is going to have to end. And in that period of time, a lot was going on, like literally a lot was happening. One of which was just me having a bit of an emotional meltdown. I had a bit of a depressive moment, and we praise God we are through that. So we've been, you know, going through a lot of different stuff. I had a really downturn between May and July. It was one of my longest depressive moments that I've had, and I just thought, you know what, it's time for me to sort some stuff out. I got really back into reading. Got really back into my writing, still studying. I'm just finishing off my studying. I mean, I am a therapist now, but there are still some other things I need to tie up with regards to that. But definitely, I'm a therapist. So those are some wins. But going through that real dark moment, really put me on a path to start thinking about whether I was going to change the podcast, whether that was going to change its name. I was going through it and I was like, oh, the podcast can be called Going Through It. And that means I've got to change the feed, I've got to change the artwork, I've got to change the guests, I've got to change the story, I've got to change all these different things. And then after several conversations and several friends and my sister in particular, and just various people like giving me feedback on what the artwork looked like and what this new direction I was going through, my agent looked at me and was like, okay. My mentor looked at me and said, sure thing, Jan. And I was like, okay. Woke up one morning and I just said, look, I'm just going to keep it as Time to Talk. Just going to change the artwork, going to change the energy that I bring to it, going to put myself in a new space with regards to it. And here we are. So this is obviously out on October 3rd. The full episodes are going to be coming back on Mental Health, World Mental Health Day, which is October the 10th. So next week, that's when I endeavor to put it out. If it doesn't come out, then it will be out at some point there onwards. Okay. And there's a lot of change. So I'm just going to give you a bit of a breakdown as to what's been going on. But first thing, the summer has been quite transformative. As I said, I went through my whole depressive cycle, and I came out of that. Thank the Most High for bringing me through that moment. But we've had so much. We've had the news of war. We've had the economic downturn. We've got political upheaval. We've got the cost of living crisis going up. We have a full 10 days of mourning for the death of the Queen. It's been a full summer. But as we've seen, we've all been going through something. We've been going through it. And in this new iteration of Time to Talk, I want to open up space for people, for you guys, for listeners, for friends, for whoever comes to join the podcast, to ask questions and for them to be answered on the show. I think it's really important that there are questions that are being asked. I've put in a lot of effort and a lot of time to like figuring out my own thoughts on a lot of different stuff, my own reflections. And, you know, sometimes it is a good space to talk about what's been going on in the world, in our own personal lives, and the things that are really happening and affecting us. So on Mondays with this podcast, I'll be answering and postulating on questions from you on topics such as mental health, therapy, and masculinity. We'll have questions around books, questions around race, on around writing, sexuality, cultural themes, all this different stuff, anything under the sun, with a vented and a very specific direction with regards to mental health, therapy, and, you know, delving into areas in which I've just listed above. So that will be something that I'm definitely putting forward into the world. In the show notes, there is a link to a Google form where you can anonymously throw your questions. You don't have to be emailing me. You don't have to be doing any of that unless you want to, but you could always email me. The email is in the show notes at alex@alexholmes.co. Or you could always DM me on Instagram, which is fine. I won't necessarily answer the question in there, but if you could just throw the question in there, make it clear that it's for the podcast, etc., you can DM me on that. But a majority are going to be looking at this Google form, so the link is in the show notes, and that will take you straight to the Google form. It's very clear. There are options as to what you want to ask, and you can just write to your heart's content what you want to ask. And, you know, even if it's rambly, I will edit it down to make it to get to the essence of your question. And I think it's important. I've got, with regards to the Time to Talk book, there are loads of questions people have asked me with it. Things around how should men act when they see somebody that they like in the street, or how is it like, how effective is it to not, you know, walk behind a woman on, you know, when you're walking? What do we do when we're in social situations? These are things specifically to do with mental health, masculinity. But, you know, I've had parents come to me and ask me how do they speak to their young kids about mental health? How do they speak to their kids about particular things around consent, around boundaries, around all of that? But then also, there's questions around books. There's questions around which books should we be reading with young people. And I've got like a treasure of books that we can go through, whether that be for young people, whether that be for parents, whether that be for just adults who are looking for something new. I'm consistently throwing book recommendations out there. And just my views on things. These are always my views. I'm not going to speak for any particular community. These were my views and my perspective based on my own lived experience and knowledge base, based on the profession and the career that I have. And when giving advice, you know, it's just always mindful to remember that I'm not your therapist, I'm not your psychologist, I'm not there for you. So in that way, I'm there to provide a reflection and a perspective based on the information you've given me. I'm not working with you in any particular way, but I would love to just give my view on something that you're struggling with and that you feel that you want to talk about. And that's one of the reasons I set up this podcast, and I really wanted to make sure that there was a consistent communication for people that don't come to me as clients and can't work with me on a client level, but there's a resource for them to listen to things around anxiety, around masculinity, around neurodiversity and other areas that they might be struggling with. So on Mondays, I'll be answering your questions on that, and it'd be really reflexive. But that episode will be broken into talking about things that are happening in the culture, a hot topic that I've picked and that I really want to speak about, that is kind of being talked about at the minute, and just a reflection. And also just thinking about how a lot of men are showing up on podcasts today, it's not really helpful in a lot of conversations that we're having. And a lot of people are turning away from men on podcasts. And I'm of the opinion that, you know, I think when we come to these shows, we come to these conversations, we need to be pretty informed, but we also need to be open to learning and understanding what's going on. And I think that I don't intend to jump on bandwagons. I don't intend to really utilize the space to demonize or criticize any particular group or experience. I'm just going to share my perspective based as a mental health professional, but both as a man going through what we're going through today, and someone who has a wide variety of friends and family members, and just somebody who wants to generally reflect and see where we can go from here. And I think that's important for us to really get to grips with too. So yeah, don't expect to hear clickbait things. I'm speaking from a place of pure intention, and just really wanting to make sure that we can come away feeling differently, you know? And then on Fridays, I will put out a segment of a conversation I'm having with friends. So Time to Talk with Friends would be, is with guests that come onto the show. And there's going to be around 15 to 20 minutes of an extended conversation with these guests. If you want to hear the full conversation, I would invite you to head over to my Steady page, which is very much like Patreon, because I don't want to riddle you this whole episode and these whole episodes of podcasts with ads. And as a creator, there are so many hurdles to climb over with regards to getting ad work and revenue from podcasts. And as I grow and as I really want to grow, which is one of the reasons why it was very difficult for me with Time to Talk in the earlier iteration of whatever it was about getting revenue from it, to be able to, you know, get a producer, get an editor. I mean, guys, I do everything. I pretty much do everything myself, from the artwork to the editing, do everything myself. And as you can imagine, that does take away from me doing the things that I need to do on a daily basis with regards to writing, you know, writing things, working on writing projects, and going through therapy and my therapy training, and finish, and you know, building up my client list and working on developing my practice with that. And while I love doing the podcast, it needs to be automated in a particular way. And in order to automate it, it needs to have money or an income in order for it to be, for it to grow in a particular way. So that means, when I say automate, it means looking for a producer. It means looking for an editor, for example, or a scheduler to schedule guests and whatnot, or to make sure that the episode comes out on time and sounds great for you guys. So bear with me while there are a few road humps and a few bumps and a few chinks in the armor in a particular ways. But on Fridays, there will be 15 to 20 minutes of a conversation with a guest. And for the full extended unedited conversation, you can head over to the Steady page. £5 a month, you can get the full unedited library of the conversations that I have there. They are great. People are amazing. There are authors, friends of mine, mental health advocates and activists, just a great plethora of people that are coming on the show for this iteration of Time to Talk. So I think that's all I need to say. But I think one of the things that really spurred me to come to this point in it was a quote that I learned from one of my favorite podcasts, which is On Being with Krista Tippett. And talking to my friend Josh Rivers, he's the host and founder of Busy Being Black. And having these conversations with him, a quote from a really brilliant writer called Raina Maria Rilke, called Letters to a Young Poet. And I don't know if, and I came across Rilke on Sister Act 2 when Sister Mary Clarence gave Rita Watson, Lauren Hill, a book called, you know, Letters to a Young Poet. You know, she wants to wake up and she wants to be a singer. If that's anything she can think about, then she's a singer, and all this. And it's a really, really deep and profound moment in the film and in her story, because she'd been resisting music because her mum had told her, you know, the Queen, Cheryl Lee Ralph, but her mum had been traumatized by her dad not being able to fulfill his dream in music. So she didn't want that for her daughter. And her daughter, you know, Rita, you know, kind of resisted music because her mum didn't want it. And I think that this, and, you know, in reading the book, I went to read the book in later years, and I thought, this book is amazing. And there is a quote in there that that I've been thinking about and meditating on for a while. And this is what it says. Be patient toward all that is unsolved in your heart, and try to love the questions themselves, like locked rooms and like books that are now written in a very foreign tongue. Do not now seek the answers, which cannot be given to you because you would not be able to live them. And the point is to live everything. Live the questions now. Perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer. And that quote, you know, perhaps you will then gradually, without noticing it, live along some distant day into the answer, is important, because it means that when we start to trust what we're doing, when we ask ourselves the questions, ask ourselves what we want, ask ourselves who we are, ask ourselves why we do what we do, we put it out there. And then we start to live into that question to figure out the answer when it comes, if we're listening to these things, if we're attuned to these things. So it's important. And I think that the whole energy of this podcast going forward is about us living the questions now. Learning the books, the things that we, the books that move us, the things that we learn, the conversations we have. And all of this can be translated and transmuted into the work that I do with schools, with young people, the works that I do with companies when I go into talking to staff and leaders, the work I do with my clients who come with a variety of issues, the work I do when I'm writing and I'm creating these stories and I'm putting my energy into words and creating worlds and doing these things. Live the questions now. I remember I was sitting at a table one time with my aunt and my uncle and a few of my cousins, and I was almost in tears. I think I was in like, I was like 22 or something like that. I was almost in tears and I was just like, I just want to write. I just want to write for a living. I just really want to be a writer. And my uncle said, well, who's stopping you? Who's stopping you from doing that? And I started looking around and I started thinking, actually, who's stopping me from doing that? When I mean, this is like, what, 8 years later, I was thinking, who's stopping me from doing that? No one but myself was in my own way. So, but I had to live the questions all the way through that time. So yeah, that is the new iteration of the podcast. That's the public service message coming to you guys. I'm looking forward to sharing this new area with you. So yeah, if you want to ask a question, click the link in the show notes. Head over to Steady just to check that out and see if that's something that you're interested in joining. All the links are in the show notes. And remember, bad times aren't permanent. Freedom is possible. Tough times do pass. You can find me on the socials. You know where I'm at, by Alex Holmes on Instagram and LinkedIn. And I look forward to meeting you where you're at on the 10th of October. Peace out.